Welcome everybody back into another episode of the Grub Buds. Of course, I'm your host, the Mustard Machine Scene. As always, I'm joined by the Ho. Ooh, named Joe Booty Boy Booty, and notice the throatest, the furriest. You're kind of furry right now.
It's fucking winter. What do you want from me?
The furry.
Z. Yep.
Beanie. Heard it here.
Vincent Guthrie.
What's up?
Yeah.
I love fucking while wearing an animal suit.
Yes. We have a good episode for you today. We're eating the Taco Bell Decades menu.
Woo! Okay. Taco Bell! I'll say, we joke that we do Taco Bell all the time. We haven't done Taco Bell in like 2-3 months.
It's been a... We had the Cheez-It Tostada. I want to say that was like a month ago.
That was longer than a month, for sure.
Here's your Decades menu we're going to eat. We're going to eat in no particular order the Gordita Supreme, the Mexa Melt, the Tostada, and the Green Sauce Burrito. We'll see whatever the fuck we pull out of the bag at the same time. Yeah. We'll go in that order. I do want to thank, before we get too far into this, I do want to thank our patrons over at patreon.com/homedisaster. Shout out Joe, Aaron, Skyler, Dylan, Ozzy, and Mailbox Kansas City.
Are they now open in the Iron District?
I believe they're still open. I haven't checked, to be fair. Again, if somebody goes and they're closed, I'm sorry, and then
tell them the Grub Bud sent you.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Yeah, tell them the Grub Bud sent you, and they'll be like, okay, whatever.
Let us know so we can
discount code Grub Buds.
Yeah, discount. You know what? They might. No, they won't do anything for you. But
mine's working.
They would text you and be like, why are you telling people they can get a discount?
Sorry, I was hearing weird noises over by the HVAC. Okay.
You mean the clangs from the kitchen?
Yeah, that's why I was like, what? I was like confused. But okay. So we're gonna eat the Taco Bell stuff. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. Let's see what I can pull out of the bag. Here we go.
And I got the bag.
And so we didn't have visual representation behind us in the last couple Grub Buds, and now we do. So
also
everybody's
if we wanted to rig it. The tostada is probably should be done first.
The tostada is also the easiest one to pick out without having to guess.
Because it's in a box.
It's in a box. Okay. So, the tostada is where we will start because...
somebody gets a whole one?
Yes, that's how we're doing it.
Somebody gets a whole one. Either probably me or you. I would take a whole tostada. Or you know what? You want a whole tostada?
I don't really care. I'll take a whole... I will gladly be the guy that gets two whole things, but sure. I mean there's going to be two people that get two whole things.
He's going to get two whole things, actually, because are meat options. I got meatless options for him, so that way we don't have to split them. So.
Is this one of the meated?
No. The tostada and the green chili burrito don't have, or the green sauce burrito don't have meat, and then the Mexi Melt and the Gordita both have meat.
So, tostada.
Hardly Nella.
I can get up and show them. You guys want to run through the calories, the pricing?
Sure. Coming in at 170 calories for $1.99. Not terrible. All right.
Tell them to look at the picture.
Look at the picture. This is what it looks like, and this is what it's supposed to look like.
Don't steal it.
I told Truman, I think he's getting a little too close to Joe's hungry territory with doing the nutrition information and pricing and stuff now.
What are you talking about?
Joe's hungry is a...
Not me, Joe.
Yes.
Some other. Okay.
Yes, there's a YouTuber who I posted his videos in chat a couple of times because I'm just like, damn, this fucking 6-year-old dude who lives in Georgia is fucking cooking.
is that the guy that just like had bags of chips to start and you would just rate like chips from?
I don't think so.
You're not? Okay, maybe that's some other.
Unless he was like weighing them. Like Joe's Hungry does like.
Yeah, he weighs them. He does a temperature test in the drive-thru to make sure like things are being served properly.
Well, I guess I'm not splitting this one. I guess I don't have to cut this one. It is a little soggy.
That's why I said we should do this one first. Definitely going to hold up the least. So is this just like fucking beans, enchilada sauce, and lettuce and cheese?
Yep.
Which I have a hot take.
Sure.
I like Taco Bell's beans.
They're fine, yeah.
I mean, I know they're canned in stores, so there has to be some amount of cult following. I don't know if they still are. They used to be. I also like their enchilada sauce.
Didn't they bring back the enchilada for a while? That was pretty damn good.
Oh, the... God, what do they call that? Enchirito. They have their enchirito.
Whatever it was that came in like a bowl.
Mm-hmm. The enchirito is fire. They do have an enchilada burrito right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do with that what you will. I do also have a million napkins.
They're probably like, you know, we're bringing back the enchilada sauce. We might as well fucking put it on multiple things.
Yeah, might as well. Okay. So, there's that for you.
Thank you.
Pass them down to Joe. I assume he'll need them as well.
What gave it away?
I mean, a very good... Oh, sorry. Well, that's where we're going. A good start.
Yeah.
The tostada is good. It's solid. I get what they're doing. Probably would have been better fresher. We got these at 6. It's now 6:35 as we're eating this. 6:49. How much was
that? And now we're going to play the clip of Truman eating one in the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Go watch Joe's Hungry, honestly. We need highly technical stuff.
Truman, I know you have the slide of everything. Does that include how much these cost?
Yes.
How much is this?
$1.99.
This is... Yes, $1.99. Let me click on that. So
like someone read the fucking information when Truman had it on the screen.
$1.99. Just under 10 calories per 10 cents. Just under a calorie per cent.
Math that nobody
needed. If anybody can tell me the exact decimal, let me know.
Evan, is this for you?
I say, can you guess? Can you guess?
I couldn't. 1 point.
1.17 cents per calorie. So, you know, not a bad calorie to, honestly, I think if you want to make people be healthy, make it where we pay 1 cent per calorie and then people will start to get the healthier things. But
I don't know, but there are some.
I guess that also actually there maybe are that some maybe that shouldn't calorie work that things way.
Yeah,
because then you can take then you people that don't have as much money will starve. So never mind, ignore that bad idea.
This bowl of butter noodles from Noodles and Company is 60 cents.
Yeah, or the spam. People won't be able to buy spam.
No, think of the spam.
Think of the spam. Okay.
It's so funny how like I've like peaked it, like as a kid I was like spam's fucking sick, and then from like I don't know 16 to like 25 I was like ew spam, but now we're back around baby, spam is so back.
Dude, I love a spam musubi.
It's so good.
Hawaiian Bros. Yeah. Oh my god.
There was a while there where I kept seeing like homemade recipes to that where it's basically like, oh yeah, like brown sugar and soy sauce.
Fry up some spam, yeah, baby.
Fry in pan, make rice, spam musubi. I'm like, is it really that easy?
I'm pretty sure they...
You could do just like a teriyaki sauce as well if you don't want to.
I'm also pretty sure they normally have this tostada. And I would also like to make a comment that the veggie Mexican pizza is $5.49. What I would recommend to anybody who's going to get the veggie Mexican pizza...
Buy two of these.
Two tostadas. Yes, exactly. You just stack put them on top of
you. Well, honestly, you would want to go like... Pfft.
Yeah, insides.
I think maybe the only... it comes with cheese. Yeah. I can't think what more comes up. It has more calories.
Tomatoes, idiot.
I guess.
And then I believe...
But tomatoes aren't that many calories.
I believe they do. Two layers. It's the classic sub black bean for... Or sub... Yeah, beef.
Yeah, I guess it comes with beef is the difference.
But yeah, so you get black beans on...
But honestly, you're not getting that much beef on a Mexican pizza. Just get two tomatoes.
Also, fucking something I learned that you can do. You can sub beef for potato now. And I'll be damned if I just don't be getting potato everything. Mm-hmm, potato crunch wrap.
Oh, you know what?
It's so good.
Dude, I wish they would be the Fiesta potatoes. Those cheesy Fiesta potatoes are a fire, always. Okay, let's rank it. I'm going to rank it, as always, do the 0 to 100 scale here on GrowBuds. I'm giving it a 60. I mean, good. I was pleasantly surprised, and for $1.99, I'd get another one of these.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. But it does feel like... Because it comes in the box, I'd feel like an ass. I was like, oh, I could eat like two or three of these. And I got my three fucking boxes. Like, makes me feel a little bit like an ass. But yeah, no, it's pretty good. Give me like
63.
Okay. Oh, I'm on the other end. I'm going 57.
57? Wow.
Drummond, what do you think he's doing in there? I saw you looking.
He's
playing?
Yeah. Sorry, there's a cat in the box. He's in our like packing materials box. No, he's
it's
just
my cat
just
in the box.
Around. He's curious. He's a curious little cat. Okay, now it'll be whatever I pull out.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
I understand that 57 is low, but this is just my Taco Bell preferences are.
Well, still, if 50 is perfect mid, we're above mid, so yeah. It's fine.
I believe these
However,
are going
Chalupa
to be
is still an A for me.
Oh, for sure.
No matter what.
Yeah, I guess spoilers. I believe the gordita is going to be the best one.
I think these are the same thing.
That's just like would you unwrap one of these? Right?
Would you unwrap this?
This is the burrito.
That's the burrito, you think?
Damn it. It was not. This is the Mexi Melt.
That's the Mexi Melt? Okay. I think that's going to be the same thing as this.
Hopefully.
Nope, that's a gordita. God damn.
Damn it.
And this is the beef Mexi Melt specifically.
Beef Mexi Melt. Okay. This is maybe the other Mexi Melt. This looks like the other. Is this what? Show me what your Mexi Melt looks like.
What do you mean? It's the soft taco thing.
Is it soft taco? Okay. Yes. I pulled out the two gorditas somehow. No, it's too late to go back and do that. This has got to be a burrito.
Just a question there, Vincent. As
I'll be fucking damned it's not. Okay, that is the Mexi-Melt.
Exactly. Like, I was feeling this. I was like, on God, this is a burrito. I opened it.
I had the Mexi-Melt in my hand, and I thought that looked like a burrito, so I put it back in the bag. I feel so dumb. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What's up?
I'm sorry. I was going to ask, because the only other person who's probably seen this, have you seen DBZA?
DBZA.
The Dragon Ball Z Abridged.
Oh, I don't watch anime. Aw. Contrary to popular belief.
Yeah, I really can't believe it.
It's just somebody.
As someone who's played three, because I am officially playing the Pokemon trading card game now. So I've now played three different card games based on animes. Don't watch anime.
I mean this with some offense. You look like it.
Yeah.
You look like you'd watch anime.
Yeah, I know. I also like exclusively only date girls that fucking watch anime.
That feels.
So like, you know, I get it. Don't get me wrong. I get why people think this of me.
Okay. All right. Cutting the Mex Melt. I'll get up and show them. Also, pull up the slide for you guys to break it down. Break down what's going on with this Mexi Melt.
Bust it.
No. Is that it? No. Don't worry about it.
Someone tells me it's not it.
No, I mean the...
Tostada? I hardly know it.
Okay. This is the Mexi Melt.
Holy shit. I was about to ask how did you know which order to put them in, but he fucking set up a PowerPoint specifically for this. the Mexi Melt coming in at $2.99, so a dollar more than your tostada. 250 calories. So again, you know, a slightly over a cent per calorie.
Would you like an actual number for that?
I would say it's a lot closer to a cent per calorie. This one will be.
Are you doing $2.99 divided by the calories, or are you doing the calories divided by the?
Well, if
1.196 cents per calorie.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was.
But I believe it comes with ground beef, pico, and cheese.
That looks right.
And then maybe some lettuce. Did I see some shred? I feel like I didn't see shred on
you
there.
You are able to sub out for beans.
Yep.
As always. But Taco Bell, you can sub it out.
Oh, wow. That's
There is no lettuce, I don't think.
They didn't.
They didn't sub out?
All right, so maybe. Did they do fucking the refried beans instead? That's kind of crazy. Yeah, they did refried beans instead of doing black beans.
I subbed black beans, but
yeah, like don't worry, I'm not super impressed about it, but
no,
it is just odd.
I don't know, man. This tastes like a lot of things at Taco Bell.
I know the pico makes it slightly different, though.
Yeah, they don't put pico on a ton of things. Like it comes on the breakfast burrito.
By
the way, is the breakfast menu gone now?
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
it's not gone yet.
Because I got it because I was like, one last hurrah.
Yeah.
And then I had to look it up because I want to make sure you bastards were right.
Yeah.
Some Taco Bell locations are canceling breakfast.
Oh, it's only some. It's not a nationwide thing.
It's not a nationwide breakfast. It's going to say some are not. And I wonder if, and I think that's just a cop out for staffing issues.
Hmm. Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, it could be.
Because the Taco Bell that right next to work that I used to be able to stop by at like, right after it opened at 8 and pick up a bag of breakfast burritos for the whole office.
That one's done.
Doesn't open until 9.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But does it still have breakfast?
Still have breakfast.
Interesting. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. What was the cent per or the cent per calorie cost on this one?
1.196.
So this one's a slightly worse deal calorie wise?
Technically, yes.
I would say it's a little better though. You're right that the pico, it shouldn't add as much as it does. But when the Taco Bell is just kind of this gray. Sometimes, if you eat enough Taco Bell, it kind of becomes this gray, kind of beige feeling taste.
Once again, it's like the whole meme of how Taco Bell has managed to come up with a new way to arrange beef, beans, lettuce, cheese, and tomato. And the answer in this case is, well, instead of it being lettuce and tomato,
like, it was tomato and onion.
Yeah. Onion and cilantro.
Yep. So.
Because that's the one thing I hate about going from a normal, like, chalupa or taco to a supreme is it's like, we give you sour cream, which I want, but a shitload of lettuce and tomato that I don't care about.
Mm. Yeah. That's fair. Man, rating it, though? I'm going to put this at 62. Honestly, it's just about the same as the toast up.
You think it's better?
I was going 65.
I think it's a little better. Whoop.
Maybe I'm crazy.
That's why there's three of us, man.
I guess.
I'm crazy.
We love Notice the Contrarian. Because, I think this is like noticeably worse. Yes. What do you think?
55. I bank it.
I hate being red. I'm so pissed. Yep. Yeah, no, it's still it's like above mid on the grand scheme of like food. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know.
On the grand scheme of food.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think it was better at all. I like the crunch of the tostada. The enchilada sauce was nice.
Let's see if we can pull out the
green. Well, but I will say the thing you guys were like, oh, there's something different about it. It's the fact that there is onions on it. And I feel like they don't put a lot of onion on things in general.
Yes, correct.
So
absolutely.
It's like, wow, look at that. Spicing it up a little.
Instead of the burritos, I am pulling out the Gordita Supremes because I already did it twice.
Okay.
I do have Fire, Diablo, and Hot.
Mm.
I'm good. Pass. I will taste these as they are.
Yeah.
What's your go-to sauce?
I don't get Taco Bell sauce.
However, that's because whenever I get like a chalupa or something, I get one of the like.
Oh, you'll like sauces. Add like creamy jalapeno.
Oh,
or
that's
like that. Like the chipotle sauce that they. Yeah, put that's, like, the I, that's what I do. Because granted, I pay an extra 30 cents for it, but.
Yeah, it's definitely worth.
It's more worth it than just.
That's meat.
Generic taco.
This should not be meat. Let me double check. Okay. I'll come up here and show you guys.
Correct. That is in fact black bean. Now I'm even more confused. The fact that this one actually is black bean.
Maybe I binked it wrong, honestly.
No, you're chill. It's funny that...
I might have looked, you know? I'd like to admit fault in myself before I start blaming other people for
this. So a gordita, it's basically a taco supreme, but you get the nice gordita shell. It's not the cheesy gordita crunch, which is like, you know, the most goated menu item almost ever.
What was the last one?
The Mexi Melt?
No. The first one, the
tostada.
The tostada was 1.7.
1.17.
This is 1.067.
Ooh, okay.
So this is our new cost leader.
Yeah.
Or value leader.
Yeah, it's coming at 280 calories. Because this you got more of a
299.
Yeah, and you get more of a bready shell, which is where I assume the calories are going to be. And sour cream.
And this is the same price as the Mexi Melt?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't see.
Yeah, why the fuck would you ever?
Yeah, why would you ever get
the Pico?
I guess.
Again, they don't have the onions.
So I was gonna say, back,
onion is the biggest difference.
We're back to lettuce, tomato, and cheese on top of this bad boy.
And sour cream. I don't think you got sour cream on the.
You did not get sour cream on the Mexi Melt. Yeah.
Yeah. Weird. But you were specifically.
Yeah. So tomato. Onion is the thing that. Yeah, if you like raw onion that much.
It's good Pico.
I was like, the onion did add a fair amount. Yeah. I feel like if it wasn't for the onion, that could have been like in the 40s. But the onion really fucking was lifting its weight there.
You can take the board if you'd like
to. Oh, are we done cutting?
No,
I'm just taking the board.
No, just eat off of it. If you'd like, I've got a wrapper over here.
Wrapper?
I hardly know it. Okay. All right. So, gordita. Which, obviously... Somebody talk about just said, dude, the crunch is so much better. They're like, why would we?
Yeah, because
they're like, we do not need to leave this on.
Essentially, chalupa without the
deep frying of it. Yeah,
and it's funny that they bring it back to nostalgia bait you essentially because it's like you could make this at all times. You have all the tools to make this.
Yeah,
this is nothing. There is truly no. I mean, you have the gordita shell always. You just. It's a gordita crunch. Just take out the crunch.
I'll say it. This is a pretty fucking low effort bait menu they've done here.
Yes. I think the only thing that's going to end up being really different is the green sauce burrito. Because I assume they had to get the green sauce. But the green sauce might even just be that
The avocado. Cantina sauce? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, now I'm starting to get mad. The more we eat here.
You know what? Fuck you, Taco Bell.
Although, again, I believe I'll talk about it. It blows my mind that you guys don't do the sauce.
Also,
I think it's fairly bland without the sauce.
Yeah, I was like, this one is fucking real bland. There's a lot of fucking empty shell here that's just...
You know what would make this a little better?
Mm.
Some crunch.
Yeah. And if they put like some cheese in between that crunch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a cheesy crunch, yeah.
Yeah. fuck it, give me a sauce. Like, this one, it needs it. I think this is the worst thing we've had so far.
It's... I mean, I guess that's your answer to why to get the Mexi Melt instead of this. This is a lot of bread.
This is a lot of
bread. I mean, if you're trying to cut back on calories, save a couple carbs.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, 31 carbs? Is that what I'm reading?
Are we here talking about macros? Is that what we're talking about now?
I guess so. 30. Does that say 31 carbs?
We're macro boasting.
Some of those, like, one of you two wearing glasses.
What? Yeah, fucking, you're talking to the wrong bitch right now. I can't
read
you.
Macros are?
Well, no. Just total carbohydrates. 31. What's that number say?
Total what?
Total carbohydrates.
31 grams.
31.
So, however, here's what I will say for this.
Yeah? You're breaking it down for us?
Well, I was going to see because I wanted to know how much this compares to my favorite, the Chalupa.
Oh, I forgot you got the Chalupa.
Because what I am realizing, as I've just found, there is no just Chalupa. There is only a Chalupa Supreme.
Interesting.
The cheapest version of which is $4.89.
What is the Chalupa doing differently than the Gordita, I guess?
Frying the bread.
Fried shell.
Fried shell, okay.
And then, yeah, all the rest.
That's just fried shell, then.
Yeah, so fried shell. So this, and it's this is a way to save a $1.90.
Interesting.
For the same thing, especially if you can sub out.
It's so not the same thing.
So this would be your go-to? Would you get this instead of the Chalupa?
No, I was going to say, that's why.
I need that shit fried.
You'd need that shit fried.
That's what he said. It's like, these are not the same. So I was like, yeah, no.
How many more calories is it?
The Chalupa Supreme is 360.
So by eighty calories to fry it.
80 calories of oil.
That's fair. The oil probably stays mostly in the fryer. You know how fryers do.
It has to, well, the oil of 80 calories has to come from somewhere, brother.
It's the oil.
Well, like that, there's a lot of empty bread in this. They could just pack the gorditas or the chalupas fuller.
Yeah, who knows?
Not a ton fuller.
I wonder what chalupa means in Spanish.
Okay, Google.
What does chalupa mean in Spanish?
What do we got? Oh my god.
It picked it up upstairs. Triggered. That's so funny.
Hey,
Tina's gonna be like, what the fuck?
Gordita means like fat, right?
That makes sense.
Like gordo, I thought it was.
Yeah.
A chalupa is a Mexican dish that consists of a fried corn tortilla.
Translate
often
this.
Shaped like a small boat and filled with various ingredients.
Translate chalupa to English.
Little fat
Translate
one is
chalupa
gordita.
To English. You said it's what?
Little fat one is gordita.
The word chalupa in English has two main meanings.
Food and boat.
A Mexican dish consists boat. Of a fried corn tortilla.
All right, you can shut up now.
Interesting. Boat. I like that.
Well, what is that? I don't know how new this is, but it was... No, the Cantina Chicken Soft Taco is the thing they added and it's still been around. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so we've done those.
Yep. Okay, so let's rate.
The picture's just so much different than the rest that I got excited.
Is this the Gordita? This is Gordita Supreme, right?
Yes.
I don't want to sell it short and just say Gordita.
Gordita. The Gordita Supreme.
Yeah, again, Supreme. I'm still getting mad about
how Des this is. Gordita.
You could just make this. I wouldn't be shocked if this is... they might just be gaslighting us. This might just always be available.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure the tostada is always available.
I don't know. I feel like I don't see it on the menu.
That would be the ultimate troll, is that they come back and they give you cheaper options that are basically the same as the other things, and then they take those away and still make you buy the more expensive things.
Like the tostada becomes $3.
Well, no, the tostada is $1.99, and then they just take that away and make you buy what's essentially two tostadas for $4.59 with the Mexican pizza. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like they could gain a lot of business if they leave these in there. Which, what was it? It was the...
A lot
chicken.
Of business?
Enough.
They'll get stupid food reviewers to go buy it.
The naked chicken chalupa? Bring it back.
No,
bring
the,
it back.
You won the chicken sandwich war and then you took it away. then you brought back the chicken sandwich taco, the worst thing they ever came out with.
What was it like? $2.29 Fiesta chicken burrito or wrap thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That sounds right. Yeah.
That thing was gas. And because they had an accompanying...
The grillers.
Well, they had an accompanying, like, beef and cheese and the not Fritos red yes. strips.
Yes.
They had those two, like...
The grillers.
Right at $2.
Oh, my God. The pour one out for the loaded potato griller. Oh, my God. Dude,
pour one out for the loaded potato burrito. The real ones know about the loaded potato burrito. That's what me and Sawyer used to get. She'd get it without meat. And honestly, without meat was better.
Yeah.
Because it had more cheese and more shit. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's just like fake bacon.
And then they eventually got rid of that because they brought in the grillers. And then they fucking retired all the grillers.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to get potatoes in a burrito? I guess I could just do that now.
You can.
Shut up. Shut up. Okay, Gordita Supreme.
Potato Crunch Wrap, baby. This like far away the worst thing we've had so far. This is like a fucking like 38.
38.
Yeah, it's pretty down there.
I'm still gonna put this at a 50. I mean, it's still fine.
It's a lot of bread. It was a chore to eat that.
Yeah, but I'd still eat it.
If it's a chore, it has to be less than a 50 in my book.
No. Joe, add some sauce. Add sauce every bite. That's basically what I do. I still give this
a 60.
A 60. Yeah. Okay.
This is better than the tostada, because the tostada was a chore because mine fell apart into four different pieces and I had to get my hands dirty.
All right, but is that the tostada's fault or is that us waiting to eat its fault?
If it was fresh.
I think no matter what, though, it would still be a tostada problem.
I think this has a better shot if it's fresh, but still probably run into some issues.
But so with mine, it was like the middle was soggy. And so I picked it up and I folded it like a taco. And then the ends was still crisp and it was nice. It was nice as hell.
The ends were crispy.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a reason that the Crunchwrap is completely encased in tortilla. Let's put it that way.
Yes. The Gordita Supreme is now the lowest item that we have eaten today, which brings us to our last item.
Because the other two are so close.
The Green Sauce Burrito.
Is this the one Truman gets a full one?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Here you are.
Thank you.
Oh, there's a sauce in there, so be careful.
Careful, eh?
Oh, fuck it. I'm going to do a Diablo sauce on this one. I'm going to
give it a try. Motherfucker, it has sauce in the burrito.
Well, I'm going to try a Diablo sauce if I don't.
See, the sauce is all just being like different levels of hot is also why I don't do the normal pack.
I'll say the Diablo sauce has a very distinct flavor.
Yes, I know the Diablo sauce has its own flavor, but all the other ones are just...
Yes, correct.
This is the same flavor, but a little hotter.
Yes.
Dude, I don't. My tongue is so fucked for spice that like I don't even register any of it as hot. Like they're all the same level of not hot in my brain.
Also, I was gonna get up and show you this burrito, but it's literally the same. It's just a burrito.
It's a burrito. It looks like a tortilla.
Do you want to do a cross section? Like show the cross section of one of ours?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, here, hand me a cross section. I'll run it up there.
Because this is what refried beans.
Also, the
green
best
chili sauce, cheese.
The most calories.
Looks like a little lettuce. Which one do you want?
The fewest cents per calorie. He's gonna show the best deal. Right? Yeah, just
give me
this one.
Yeah, this is the one where we have more calories than cents.
Well, so you can eat that one. He can touch my burrito.
Okay. Yeah, so it looks like beans, rice, cheese, lettuce, green sauce.
You have to make it. There you go. True. Aw, he's shy.
Yeah. So, I mean, it looks good. It looks solid.
I can smell the green chilies in it. Oh, and rice? Is there rice in this?
There's rice, yeah.
There is rice?
Yeah.
I like the right. I like the burritos. I think, I you know what? I'd rename it Burrito Bell, personally. I like it.
Give them some credit. It's got the green chili sauce. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Also, upon further investigation, this might be onions, not rice.
Also, my burrito is so much squatter and smaller than yours.
Honestly, a good thing we split it up this way, because ours is definitely the camera burrito.
I would say so. Definitely onions in there, for sure.
Yeah. Mm. It's kind of gas.
Mm-hmm.
How much is it? 269? All right.
269?
I was about to say, I don't think it's 269 gas.
No?
No.
What do you...
I mean, like $2 or something?
I guess because it's essentially a cheesy bean and rice burrito.
Yeah.
Without the rice, apparently.
Yeah. And so, but you got the green sauce and onions instead of rice. And what? How much is a cheesy bean and rice burrito in the, like on the dollar menu?
$1.99.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like.
I shall research.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, sure. I would rather get a cheesy bean and rice burrito.
Get a cheesy bean and rice burrito and get a cantina sauce for 25 cents. You'll save money.
Cook them. Again, it's adding that onion.
The onion is kind of nice.
The onion is nice.
Also, where did you get your prices from?
The online?
California?
Online? No, just...
$2.19.
The burrito's $2.19?
The green sauce burrito is $2.19.
I pulled this off of the menu on... Weird. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. I'm being mean. California. That's right.
Cheesy bean and rice burrito, $1.49.
Yeah. So
$1.49?
$1.49. Although cheesy bean and rice burrito is 420 calories.
Like, there's no reason not to get the cheesy bean and
rice
burrito.
It's all the rice, honestly.
It's so good.
I bet the macros are atrocious.
Once again, if we knew what those were.
Bro, how is there 55 carbs in this one? Holy shit. It's all from the beans. Beans are pretty carb heavy, but.
Are they? Mm-hmm. I have no idea how food works, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. Not my flavor of science. I'm chemistry and biology.
Although 13 grams of protein, not bad.
And I guess I'm more physics this year because I actually am learning things in eighth grade. So not learning, but I'm understanding the class better now that I'm not in there every other day. And I'm like, oh, these lessons make sense in order. Crazy.
That's funny.
Although it does have a third of your daily value of dietary fiber.
Thank you, beans.
That's why Taco Bell keeps you so regular. And by regular, I mean cleansing.
Points off for being messy. Points off for getting green sauce on my hoodie.
Crazy, because this was the cleanest thing I had.
Yeah, it was absolutely crazy that that didn't happen to either of us.
So. Mine just leaked out the bottom.
Yeah, you got a poorly rolled burrito.
I dig it. Yeah.
Ours look nice. They look like they fucking pressed it after they rolled it and everything. Yeah. Like, damn.
Even funnier. I had a burrito this morning. I had a breakfast. I made breakfast burritos.
Hell yeah. God, breakfast burritos are so good. Burrito, as you mentioned, burritos are just so good.
I do the low carb tortillas. It's pretty solid. And I've got it down. I can make a burrito in basically 10 minutes.
So what do they make low carb tortillas with?
You know what? I don't want to.
The hell if he knows.
I'm sure it's like people say with like sodas where they're like, sure, you could have a soda that has sugar in it, or you could have something that has 30 calories or 30 different chemicals to make it taste like it has sugar in it.
Yeah.
It's, I'm imagining it's kind of the same thing for the low-carb tortillas. It's probably not a great answer.
Because carb is what you'd have to essentially remove flour.
Yes.
Yep. Well, it's cause it could be like chickpea tortillas, I guess, or something like that.
Maybe, yeah.
So, yeah, because we do almond flour tortillas for a recipe.
Almond flour still has...
Well, as I was going to say, they don't mark themselves as low carb. They mark themselves as almond flour tortillas.
Yeah, they're gluten-free. That's a big gluten-free thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We make veggie pizzas out of them.
I did keto veggie for pizzas? The other show.
Yeah, you take an almond flour tortilla.
Sure.
Spread hummus on it.
Okay.
And then you just take literally any amount of veggies you want and like dice them up on top. And then we sprinkle nutritional yeast over it, and then you just throw it in the air fryer.
Okay, I wasn't on board, and then you mentioned air frying it instead of baking it. I was like, all right, I'm back.
What is it supposed to be like?
A veggie pizza.
A veggie pizza.
Oh, okay. Veggie mix.
Yeah, because the tortilla crisps up nice. You get the hummus, and then
I'm sold.
Kind of season with like I think we put like Italian seasoning, oregano, and garlic on it too. But
your wife isn't vegetarian.
No.
Right? Okay.
Sometimes you just like a fucking
people who are vegan, and we steal some of the recipes because they're good.
Yeah, sure. Like sometimes vegetarian food is just good.
I know. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I know.
And if you ever want to have one of the best shits of your life, you just need to go have dinner with them.
There we go, baby.
that is the one factor that I'm like, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
dude, Aldi's had a fucking like a roasted veggie pizza that I got because every now and then, like just like in the middle section of the freezer, they just have shit they're trying to get rid of, and I'll be damned if there's not always some fucking weird ass vegetarian pizza in there.
Oh yeah,
like I got a fucking chickpea masala pizza one time from there, mm-hmm. and then I got the roasted veggie pizza. Fucking gasoline.
Aldi has some of the best vegetarian options
out there. So good. That's and then I went awesome. Today, and they didn't have any of it, and I was sad because all the shit in the middle is Thanksgiving bullshit.
Oh. But, oh, really? What were the turkeys priced at?
I didn't. Believe it or not, the vegetarian's not looking at turkey prices.
You let me down.
I was this close to walking out of that store with a strawberry rhubarb pie, though. I was like, hold on now.
I mean, although I can't attest to that, we got 2 gallons of Milo's sweet tea for $1 a piece because they expired in like 3 days.
Hell yeah.
We did not drink them in 3 days. They last us like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, no, not the lemonade expiring, right?
This is also my time to, I'm going to pound the drum for if you don't want to make mashed potatoes. Luckily, I have a beautiful, loving fiance who makes great mashed potatoes. The Costco mashed potatoes are fucking gas if you need to save time and just make, get Costco mashed potatoes. But, also, always a good time to say stovetop stuffing, dude. Oh, my God.
Also, man, we joked about this last year. We need to do the fucking Popeye's Cajun turkey on GrubBuds.
It's $100.
I'll pitch in.
I won't.
We each pitch in $33.
Me versus Popeye's.
Joe, you willing to throw down $50 for this?
Probably not.
Were you down for 33 though?
That's how me and Vincent are eating our 5 pounds of meat. We're eating a whole turkey.
What was the bet?
The turkey is not 10 pounds.
We're so far removed from this. What even was the original bet?
That if we split
5 pounds. Oh, I thought that there was
5 pounds each.
No, it's 5 pounds total.
No way, it's 5 pounds each. No.
Yeah, no. It was 100% 5 pounds total.
If we can eat 5 pounds of cooked meat, meat after it's been cooked, 5 pounds, then they pay for it.
Oh, that was okay. I thought we lost a bet and had to do it.
No.
Or I thought it was conditional if we did lose a bet. And I was like, mm-hmm. I don't even remember what the original bet was.
I think we were just talking about like how much pure protein.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, no, I still stand on that. We could fucking clear 5 pounds easy.
Just getting in your stomach.
Yes, sir.
Just getting in there.
Oh, okay. It's itchy.
I know, but it was just that the camera, that the belly was out. I was just like, what in the? Put it away. Put it away. That's where all the green sauce burritos go. Oh, rate the green sauce burrito so we can get out of here.
You said 72 from Joe. Wow.
72,
which means that I'll probably go eat a cheesy bean and rice burrito and be like, "Oh, this thing's fucking excellent."
It is. It's so good. Yes.
Fucking spectacular.
Because you got like the nacho cheese in there.
Spectacular.
It's spectacular. Where are my feelings on this? 63 for tostada. I still feel like the tostada was better. Man, fuck it. All right, bump the tostada to a 68.
Okay.
So that this can be a 63.
So this is gonna be a 65. Because I was like, this is better than what I gave the tostada, but the tostada was better. So I was like, all right. So there we go.
I think this comfortably clears everything, but I also am going to put it at 65. 65 is right for it. I think it was better than the other things, but not that much better.
You know, I still think the tostada is the best thing we had.
Taco Bell, as always, good slop.
Good slop.
Good slop.
And 60 puts you in the good slop tier.
Yeah. Yeah, 50, also, fucking.
50 is meh. 60, good slop.
If we've learned anything, it's that throughout the decades, all they've done is take away adding raw onion to shit.
Yes.
Because onions were the expensive.
Add onions. Add onions if you want it to taste like that. Again, shout out to all of the patrons over there, patreon.com/homedisaster. If you're still here, like, comment. Like and subscribe. You got something you want them to comment? Comment your favorite.
Taco Bell menu item.
Your favorite discontinued menu item.
No. Okay, actually, yeah, discontinued menu items, gas. I was going to say your favorite, like, substitution. Like, what do you like to, like, change things up? Because, like, Joe likes to get the sauce. Yeah. I like to, like, sub the meat for potatoes.
When I go to a lot of burger places, I'll sub out, if they have Texas toast anywhere on the menu, I'll sub buns for Texas toast.
That's crazy.
I love a Texas toast.
Taco Bell episode. I guess we didn't stipulate Taco Bell subs, did we?
Do you want me to? What would I substitute out on Taco Bell? I'd probably put the potatoes in for meat on one of the burritos.
For sure.
Like maybe like a chicken enchilada burrito, maybe instead put potatoes in there. Something that doesn't have rice. I don't know which ones have rice and which ones don't, but switch out rice. Add potatoes to the cheesy bean and rice. Add fiesta potatoes. Maybe now we're cooking.
Yeah.
Maybe now we're somewhere.
Now we're somewhere.
All right. There you go. Yeah. Thank you for being here. Taco Bell, stop discontinuing items and just bringing back the same slot.
Why weren't the nacho fries on here? That's your 2010s decade.
They weren't there 10 years ago.
Well, let's fucking.